Anthony Edwards is that guy in the playoffs, okay? Anthony Edwards is that guy in the postseason. What's up, guys? Welcome to day one of post-game recap of the NBA playoffs. Four games today. Insane. So we had two really good games and then a blowout and a game I didn't get to watch pretty much. I didn't really get to watch the first game, which was Cavs versus Magic, because I was working and I tried to watch part of the game while I was working, which was hilarious. But the game wasn't really anything noticeable about that game. Big standouts. I mean, I'll just discuss all of them in order, but the big standout is obviously the defense. Like, this is a defensive oriented series and the Cavs just executed better because they have that all-star or superstar factor, which is Donovan Mitchell. This was Paolo Banchero's first playoff game. And looking at the stats, the Magic side of things, Paolo had 24 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 9 of 17 from the field, 2 from 7 from 3, 4 for 8 from the free throw line, minus 11 from the floor. No one really, like, showed up, really, from the game. From the Magic side of things. It's good that Jonathan Isaac is starting. Like, that's what I kind of was hoping for. Jalen Suggs started. Gary Harris started. Cole Anthony comes off the bench. I mean, that's kind of expected for that. For the Cavs side of things, I mean, Donovan Mitchell had 30 points, plus 10, plus minus. Max Strus, plus 13. I mean, he had 7 points. I mean, he didn't really shoot the ball that well. I mean, 3 for 8 is fine. I mean, not good at all. Mobley had a pretty good game. I saw him have like 10 points and 2 threes in the first quarter, which is very impressive. Him and Donovan Mitchell had 2 threes in the first quarter. The Cavs won. I didn't really get to watch the game as much as I really wanted to. The Cavs won, and I predicted them to win this. I'm going to say this. I predicted them to win this in probably around 4 or 5 games. But the Magic could easily win this series. Like, they could win the series. I mean, just the factor of Evan Mobley and Jared Allen's lack of offense can really hinder them in the upcoming games, especially when they go to Orlando. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if the Magic get Game 2 on Monday, and then they, you know, get Game 3 and Game 4 in Orlando. Like, that could be a serious hindering for the Cleveland Cavaliers. So the next game we're going to discuss about is the Phoenix Suns versus the Minnesota Timberwolves. And I had to watch this game somehow. And it was also difficult because I was still kind of working. But the big thing about this game, Anthony Edwards is that guy in the playoffs, okay? Anthony Edwards is that guy in the postseason. And I was listening to his post-game interview earlier today about him just crediting his teammates pretty much all the time in his post-game interviews. He does that every single time. Nikhil Alexander-Walker was really excellent. He played excellent defense on Devin Booker. Jaden McDaniels. I mean, Kevin Durant still got his shots. J-Mac still did a fine job. But Anthony Edwards is really good. Carl Anthony Towns had a pretty solid game. Rudy Gobert had a pretty solid game. Yeah, Jaden McDaniels was probably one of the biggest standouts from this game I can think of, outside of Anthony Edwards. But Anthony Edwards was incredible in this game. Like, by far the best player in this game. And what's crazy is that the big thing I want to talk about, like, Kevin Durant still had a great game. KD still had a great game. But his defense is vastly overrated. I don't get why people overrate Kevin Durant's defense. I mean, he's probably the best defender on the Suns, but, like, I mean, for the starting lineup, but, like, he's an overrated defender. I mean, he got cooked by Anthony Edwards so many times throughout the game. And I know he had the lowest plus minus on his team, but, like, that was due to his teammates, specifically Devin Booker, which we'll discuss later. But, yeah, Kevin Durant, he played 39 minutes, 31 points, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, 11 for 17 from the field. I mean, that's very high efficiency. But the problem with Kevin Durant is his lack of playmaking ability and his lack of defense impact. Like, that keeps him away from being in the go conversation, you know? Like, not even taking the rings out of the factor. That takes him out of it. That's what I'm saying. He can't win a championship with Kevin Durant as your number one guy. I just flat out think you cannot never win a championship like that. But but other than that, Devin Booker was pretty bad this game. Devin Booker got locked up. And the big thing is Nikhil Alexander Walker played some excellent defense on him. Like really, really good defense on plus 28. By far, the biggest standout outside of Anthony Edwards is Nikhil Alexander Walker. 4-for-9 from three as well. 7-for-12 from the field. 18 points. He was very, very good this game. And his presence on Devin Booker, which is like, I didn't release my predictions, but like I originally predicted that the Wolves will win the series because Nikhil Alexander Walker will guard Devin Booker, which I also saw Jaden McDaniels a bit on Devin Booker as well. So Devin Booker really had a bad game as a whole. He had a pretty bad game. Grayson Allen sucked. I mean, he had 4 points, 0-for-3 from the field. All his points came from free throws, -6 on the in the game. Bradley Beal played an okay game, I guess. I mean, 15 points is not a lot. You need a lot more points, especially in the postseason, especially if Devin Booker is going to struggle like that. I know he had 18 points, but Book was a lot worse than this, like a lot worse than this. Nurkic was fine. Look at the bench. Royce O'Neal is like the only quality role player. Eric Gordon is very old. Like he should not be getting any playoff minutes, to be honest. Like there's other guys that can play. And the Bulls completely dominate these games, specifically the third quarter, which is like the Anthony Edwards quarter. Like Anthony Edwards scored 18 points in the third quarter. The Suns scored 21 points. So you're obviously gonna win. You're obviously gonna lose if that happens. Like Anthony Edwards is that guy in the postseason. And the whole back and forth thing with him and Kevin Durant, like that was entertaining as hell. That was entertaining as hell to see. But yeah, Anthony Edwards is really a playoff elevator. I mean, really damn good game. Really damn good game from him. Everyone on the Wolves pretty much played well, except for Mike Conley, which that's not a bad thing because Mike Conley also played some pretty good defense. And he had seven assists, one turnover. Anthony Edwards had 6 turnovers, but it's like, his offense and defense honestly made up for it. Like, it doesn't even fucking matter. But yeah, Nikhil Alexander Walker was excellent this game. Like, really damn good. Nas Reed had a pretty solid game off the bench. 12 points, plus 22 from the in the game. But yeah. But it's interesting. It's very interesting. Now, the third game I want to talk about is the Knicks versus the 76ers. And I was able to watch the game from beginning to end, unlike the other two games, because I was working earlier today. And the first game was boring. The second game, I really liked, but like I couldn't be able to watch it. This third game, I was able to watch from beginning to end. And the thing about this game is very interesting is that Joel Embiid, like his presence was really there for the 76ers. Like they were winning the game when he was there, but he had a knee injury. He had this one play where he went for a self alley-oop off the backboard dunk, and then he got injured from it. And it's like, it's tough. Like every single postseason, Joel Embiid always gets hurt. And I know it says he shot 8-for-22 from the field, but that was after his injury. And he was actually really good this game, to be honest. Like he was like 8-for-16 at one point. He didn't score afterwards from the field. But yeah, Embiid was actually really good this game. Tyrese Maxey, 14-for-16. Excellent game from him. 33 points. Very, very good. Kyle Lowry was very good this game. And the bench guys, this pisses me off that you see Nicholas Batum and Paul Reed and Cameron Payne, like, and Buddy Hield as well. It's like, why do you go off against the Miami Heat and then you just struggle this game? What the fuck? It's like, I don't get some of the role players' black magic they take at times, but it's like, it is what it is, bro. It's a playoff series. They can bounce back. You know, Tobias Harris, he had a fine game, a pretty forgettable game. But on the Knicks side of things, Jalen Brunson actually struggled this game. 22 points. 8-for-26 from the field, like a pretty bad game from Jalen Brunson standards, but he'll bounce back, obviously. It's Jalen Brunson. Josh Hart, you know, I expected this. I literally said this was going to happen, and I forgot to release my prediction video, but I told him he was going to out-rebound Joel Embiid. Hit 13 rebounds. 13 rebounds, and the Knicks are very, like, they rebound a lot, you know? That's a very, they like guys play bigger than what their actual height is. It's actually crazy. I mean, Josh Hart had 13 rebounds, you know, 4 offensive rebounds. Jalen Brunson had 5 offensive rebounds. Isaiah Hartenstein had 5 offensive rebounds, 7 rebounds for him. Mitchell Robinson, 12 rebounds, 7 offensive rebounds. Like the Knicks bench played very well. I mean, Bojan Bogdanovic, I saw a stretch where he was going off in certain situations. OG and Anunoby played some pretty solid defense. I know Tyrese Maxey still got his shots, but OG played some pretty solid defense that game. Dante DiVincenzo, 3-for-10 from the field. I mean, could have played better, but like he still played fine, I guess. Josh Hart was really good this game. I feel like he was probably the MVP of this game. Like he had the dagger, that crazy dagger shot. But it's not just that. His defense is just very, it's so impactful. It's so impactful. And like I know people say his offense is not good. He made he went 4-for-8 from three. Excellent game. 8-for-10 from the free throw line. Excellent game from Josh Hart. You could not ask for more from him. I mean, he's not an all-star, superstar player, but like the only thing is that Jalen Brunson's just gotta play better. Now, I know Kyle Lowry was probably his primary matchup, and Kyle Lowry is a very good defender, but Jalen Brunson, like, you could just ask for him to play a better game, and then the Knicks probably blow them out, to be honest, because, like, it looked like the 76ers were actually going to win this game, but then Embiid's injury just kind of slowed down their momentum, and it just ruined certain things, you know? But still a very solid game. And then the final game is probably the game I'm going to talk about the most, the primetime game of the day, which is the Los Angeles Lakers and the Denver Nuggets. Obviously, Denver won game one. Obviously, they won game one. But the Lakers could have won this game. They really could have won this game, you know? It's like you were so close. You were really so close. It's just the third quarter ruined their momentum. And I'll discuss one certain player that was the big reason why they lost this game. First off, Anthony Davis, incredible game. Incredible game. 32 points, 14 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 blocks, 2 turnovers, minus 12 from the field. And it's not this game was not Anthony Davis' fault. It was not Anthony Davis' fault. I know he missed his threes, but it's like he played 45 freaking minutes in Denver, Colorado. Okay, the altitude, the mile high. They have a high altitude there. So, like, players are obviously going to get tired so quickly. But Anthony Davis, and there's this narrative of him just being injury prone, playing, like, glass bones, but it's like he played 45 freaking minutes. By far, the highest amount of minutes in this entire freaking game. Like, Anthony Davis was just very good this game. LeBron James, outside of the fourth quarter, he was very good this game. Very, very good. 27 points. I mean, the first half, he was just so dominant. It's like the Lakers really could have won because LeBron James looked way better this game than he did any time in the entire playoffs last year, especially the Western Conference Finals. Even the game he had 40 points, he looked way better this game. This movement was just way better. 10 for 16 from the field, 3 for 5 from 3. 4-for-5 from the free throw line. I mean, he played a very good game until the fourth quarter. And the reason why for that is that LeBron James did not take a shot attempt until, like, there was 2 minutes left when they were down by 10 points in the fourth quarter. It's like, you got to take, I know altitude dots LeBron James, okay? He got tired. Like, I could tell he got tired pretty quickly. It's like, normally he actually conserves his energy late for the fourth quarter, but plus playing 41 minutes and playing at altitude at his age, he's 39 years old, you're going to probably struggle around your age. Like, that's understanding. Like, I can't knock LeBron. I mean, he's 39, playing 41 minutes in high-level playoff basketball. You can't knock him, and he had 27 points. You can't knock the man. I just, you know, it just sucks that you're not young again. But, you know, LeBron James and Anthony Davis were very good. The rest of the Laker players sucked. Specifically D'Angelo Russell. And I just don't understand. Like, dude, I don't understand. It's like, how the fuck? I mean, he got more shot attempts than LeBron James. How the fuck did he go 6-for-20 from the field? And then he scored 13 points. Like, he was really bad this game. And it was a big reason why the Nuggets went on a run in the third quarter. Because, like, there was this one play where the second quarter, LeBron, like, the Nuggets went on a run, but LeBron James stopped their momentum making a half-court three, pretty much. And then, like, the third quarter happened, you know, it was back and forth. And then there was this one play where it was, like, D'Angelo Russell just turned over the ball. He just turned over the ball. The Nuggets got the steal, then scored immediately after that. Got possession. LeBron James took the ball up, set up a nice play for D'Angelo Russell, misses the layup. Denver goes on a run. That's the ball game, pretty much. that's like that just summarizes the end of the game. It's like D'Angelo Russell was just not good at all. And I know his numbers were fine earlier, but he's like he was a lot worse. D'Angelo Russell is the big reason why they lost again. I know LeBron James had 7 turnovers, but it's like a lot of them were like I guess fumbles or like they got, you know, he passes it. His teammate is like his teammates, honestly. The role players did not play good at this game at all. Specifically, I mean, D'Angelo Russell, especially D'Angelo Russell, like, he was pretty bad this game. Like, by far, I know we had a +2, plus minus. He was a lot worse than this. Like, I think plus minus, like, ratio is kind of, it's not accurate. Like, he was literally a lot worse than his. I mean, he had really 2 crucial plays in the third quarter where he was really bad, especially him missing his 3-pointers, especially wide open threes. Like, and the Lakers as a whole, it's like they kept settling from 3 in the third quarter and the fourth quarter. And I know altitude specifically got on them, obviously. Like, that's the thing when you play in Denver. The altitude was going to catch up to you. You're going to get tired very quickly. And that's where, like, players started settling from 3. Anthony Davis started settling from 3. Austin Reeves started settling from 3. D'Angelo Russell specifically was settling for them. And he just sucked the entire game. Torian Prince settling from 3. But I don't understand why Darvin Ham did not play Gabe Vincent enough. It's like, Gabe Vincent was like the only guy that really did a good job on Jamal Murray. Like, that was when Jamal Murray was kind of struggling that entire time. Because Austin Reeves played fine on him, but it's like, Gabe Vincent, I know he got in foul trouble pretty quickly. Same with Jackson Haynes. But it's like he did a better job on Jamal Murray than like Spencer Dinwiddie, D'Angelo Russell. Heck, there was one play where Anthony Davis was guarding him and Jamal Murray scored over him. But it's like you got to play Gabe Vincent more. I don't think you play Spencer Dinwiddie. I really don't think you play him. He's not an NBA player, to be honest, anymore. D'Angelo Russell, we'll see how he plays in game 2, but he was really bad this game. Including with the narrative of him just being a terrible playoff player. It's like, I don't know, man. You might not come back with the Lakers. You might not get the contract you want, specifically after the regular season you had. I don't know if you're going to get the contract you might want because of just the playoffs, bro. That really changes up a lot. Like, Klay Thompson, there was points where he could have got a contract that he wanted, but he sucked in the playoff playing game. But it's like, you got to play better than this. You can't have a game like this. This was just really bad. You can't have a moment like that where you miss a wide open layup. I know Denver's altitude is crazy. Like, it is absolutely crazy. And the Lakers have another opportunity to get a game on Monday, obviously. And we'll see how it goes. I mean, Anthony Davis played 45 minutes. LeBron James is 39 years old, and he played 41 minutes. I know you played 41 minutes, but, like, you got to do better than this. You can't have a game like this. Rui Hachimura, I mean, he should have got more shots. I mean, he would play pretty well, to be honest, for the limited amount of shots he got. He played pretty well. I know he had 7 points, but he was a lot better than this. Austin Reeves was, like, played good only in the fourth quarter, but he was pretty bad for most of the game. Torian Prince, 20 minutes, 4-for-7 from the field. I mean, he played fine, I guess. But, yeah, Denver is looking very good. On Denver's side of things, we'll discuss about them because this was probably the closest game of the entire day, even over the 76ers versus the Knicks game. But, like, on Denver's side of things, Jokic is Jokic. Like, he's the best player in the world. Like, I know Anthony Davis played very well this game. Jokic still scored, like, pretty much all his points on it. And I get it. Nikola Jokic is one of the most unguardable players in NBA history. He's one of the most dominant players in NBA history. I'm getting that out of the way. He's one of the most dominant players in NBA history because it's literally because of his offensive gravity. He's the greatest offensive player in NBA history. Like, he clearly is. The amount of gravity he has with his scoring ability, his playmaking ability, his passing, it's like, it's very deadly. It's not like Steph Curry where he has 3-point gravity. It's just Jokic has scoring gravity and playmaking gravity. It's absolutely ridiculous, bro. Because I just don't understand why teams just continuously double-team him. It makes no fucking sense. It makes no fucking sense, dude. But like Jokic, 32 points, 5 for 15 for 23 from the field. Made it 1 for 3 from 3. I mean, Jokic is Jokic, bro. That's like, he's Nikola Jokic. Aaron Gordon actually had a near triple-double. I know. Jokic also had a near triple-double. I mean, 12 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists. Aaron Gordon was actually a lot better in the second half. He was pretty bad in the first half, and he got in foul trouble. Which, I mean, obviously I want to let him shoot from 3, but he, like, Aaron Gordon is your third most important player on your team. Like, you need him. You need him for defensive purposes. You need him for backdoor cuts. You need him for rebounding purposes. And he's going to be a big, crucial X factor going into the postseason, for sure. He's going to be a big, crucial factor going into the, I mean, not the postseason. He's going into this run for the Denver Nuggets. Like, you're going to need him to play better, honestly. He played pretty well, but you need him to play better next game. I know he had 20, plus 20, but, like, he was very good. When he was there, like, they went on a run. Like, there were certain minutes, even when Jokic was there, the Lakers literally were winning that matchup. But it's like, once the third quarter hit and everybody was there and D'Angelo Russell sucked, it's like, yeah, man, that's when Denver just went on the run. Michael Porter Jr., I mean, he actually played pretty well this game. I mean, he just doesn't pass the ball, which is actually funny. But like 19 points, 8 rebounds. Very solid game from him. I'll drink some water. But KCP, he actually got it going in like the third quarter. That's where he started making his threes. And you have to put a contest on him. You can't leave him wide open. There were certain times the Lakers got so lucky where, like, they kept doubling Jokic, and it's like, Jamal Murray's wide open from three. It's fucking Jamal Murray. You can't leave him open, bro. You just can't. I know. And Jamal Murray actually did not have a good game. He did really not have a good game. He didn't really have a good game at all. But it's like, you can't leave him wide open still. It's like, he can get going. Like, if one shot goes in for Jamal Murray, he's going to get going. Like, he really brought the momentum back when he had that, like, especially in the first quarter where he had that dunk. Where it's like, something like that can get it going for Denver. And then Jokic just completely dominated this game. I mean, Peyton Watson also played pretty well for the minutes he got. DeAndre Jordan was getting minutes for some reason. And he actually played well in his minutes, which is just hilarious. I mean, he kept stripping Anthony Davis. Like, he stole the ball from Anthony Davis. Like, he got a steal from him. Reggie Jackson sucked. I don't know why he got minutes. But, yeah, man. Denver got game one. And that's it for post-game content for day one of the NBA playoffs. But, you know, so Denver won game one. The Knicks won game one. The Minnesota Timberwolves won game one. The Cavs won game one. Then we got tomorrow, where we got 4 games again tomorrow, and it's going to suck because I work when my team plays, so I might have to miss that game. I'm going to try my hardest to watch that game. I don't give a shit. I don't care, bro. I'm going to try my best to actually watch that game because it's like, it's Heat versus Celtics, rivalry. I know Jimmy Butler's not going to play, but it's like rival purposes, so I'm going to try to watch that. I'll be able to watch the Bucks and Pacers game. I mean, Giannis might not play. And the OKC Thunder versus the Pelicans, which I'm very excited to see that matchup. I know a lot of people are not, but that's good hoops, honestly. That's better than the Cavs and Magic, to be honest. But and the Clippers and Mavs play tomorrow as well, which hopefully I'll be able to watch. I think I might be able to watch it. But yeah, guys, that's going to be it for this episode, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace out.